The Secret, What Great Leaders Know and Do. Expanded Third Edition. Written by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. Narrated by Joe Bronzi. Foreword. Everything rises and falls on leadership. That's why I've been a student, a practitioner, and an advocate of leadership for more than 30 years. That's also why I'm excited to introduce this third edition of The Secret, What Great Leaders Know and Do. Since its initial publication in 2004, this audiobook has been translated into over 20 languages and has sold 500,000 copies around the globe. Clearly, the audiobook has struck a chord in a world hungry for effective ideas on this important subject. I'm not surprised that The Secret became a bestseller. In fact, when I learned that Ken and Mark were collaborating on this project, I knew it would be a winner. Here's why. Ken has been thinking and writing about leadership for 4 decades. Just listen to this list of titles: The 1-Minute Manager, Leadership and the 1-Minute Manager, Gung Ho, Leading at a Higher Level, Raving Fans, and Well Done. The list could go on, and I'm sure you've heard of many of these audiobooks. I hope you've listened to some of them as well. Ken has sold more than 20 million books and counting. He is one of very few authors in history to have 4 titles on the Business Week bestseller list at one time. Ken has helped to shape the way our generation leads. Mark has taken a different path. For more than 35 years, he has been part of the leadership team at one of America's great organizations, Chick-fil-A Incorporated, based in Atlanta, Georgia. Chick-fil-A is a quick-service restaurant company with more than 1,700 locations and sales over $5 billion annually. Currently, Mark serves as Vice President for Organizational Effectiveness. I've had the privilege of speaking at the company's annual meeting on 2 occasions, and these people get it. The secret is no secret in this organization. It is at the heart of their success. My challenge to you is simple. Learn the secret, then apply the secret. If you do, your leadership and your life will be transformed forever. John C. Maxwell, best-selling author, speaker, and leadership expert. The opportunity. How can leadership be this hard? 1 year ago today was the happiest day of my life. I had arrived, only 4 years out of college, and my company had moved me into a leadership position, Director of Corporate Client Services for the Southeast Sales Region. I knew I could handle the job because I'd started from our catalog call center, fielding customer requests and complaints. Then I was promoted to a project manager, working closely with sales and our corporate clients. Whatever the salespeople promised our customers, I delivered. And if I do say so myself, I was good at getting our corporate clients what they needed, when and where they needed it. I got all kinds of kudos for developing outstanding relationships with clients. I was sure I could make my staff do the same. 1 year ago, I was on top of the world. Today, I'm holding on for dear life and might lose my job. What happened? What went wrong? With those thoughts, Debbie Brewster pulled into the parking lot at the public library. She knew she could never have an uninterrupted day in the office. Besides, her boss had always encouraged her to take some time every month to step back and assess what had happened, affirm what was working, and make adjustments as needed. She had always been too busy to actually try it, but today was different. Drastic times demand drastic measures. As Debbie entered the library, her mind flashed back to long-forgotten memories from her less-than-stellar educational career. The musty smell of the old volumes was as strong as ever. The lighting was about the same, a bit too dark. That had never made much sense to her. Why aren't libraries better lit? Debbie approached the librarian and said, "Hi, I'm looking for a place to work. Somewhere with ample light, if that's possible." "Certainly," the woman said with a smile. "Are there any particular resources you'll need today?" "No, but thanks anyway. I just need a quiet place to work for a few hours. I have a few business issues that I need to resolve." "Let me know if you need any help," the librarian offered.